Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is warm and sunny today. In Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, the skies are clear with a gentle breeze. Haifa enjoys similar conditions, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Israel pounded Lebanon earlier today as concerns over a U.S.-Iran agreement grow. Families of troops express alarm over the mission. Also, Walla notes that Israeli strikes have complicated diplomatic negotiations. Iran demands ceasefire guarantees before talks in Switzerland. Also this hour, JNS reports that National Security Minister Ben-Gvir urged an overwhelming response after a deadly Hezbollah attack killed four IDF soldiers. Separately, I-24 News confirms the identities of LTC Dor Gedalia Ben Simhon and three other soldiers who died in combat in southern Lebanon. And finally, Al Arabiya highlights that smoke is billowing from southern Lebanese villages following Israeli strikes. Lebanon reports 18 fatalities in these attacks. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News shared footage just minutes ago showing the IDF striking over 80 Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon, resulting in numerous militant casualties. Al Arabiya English, posting earlier today, noted that smoke is visible from several Lebanese villages. They report 18 deaths following Israeli airstrikes, alongside the first Israeli soldier casualties since a U.S.-Iran deal. Meanwhile, Middle East 24 reports a new U.S. bill could impact Al-Burhan and the Sudanese Armed Forces' global standing. The proposed legislation would alter how Washington engages with the Sudanese military. Now for more on those stories, starting with the escalation in Lebanon. According to Ynet, Israel's military action comes amid heightened tensions over a prospective U.S.-Iran deal. The deal has alarmed Israeli troop families who question the mission's objectives. This military engagement could further strain Israel's diplomatic relations in the region. Turning to the complexities of diplomacy, Walla reports that Iran seeks guarantees for a ceasefire in Lebanon before engaging in talks with the U.S. in Switzerland. This demand follows the recent Israeli strikes, which have added layers of complexity to negotiations. The diplomatic landscape remains fraught, with potential setbacks looming. Meanwhile, National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir's comments, reported by JNS, call for a severe response to Hezbollah. This follows the deaths of four IDF soldiers in Lebanon. His statement underscores the growing call for tougher military measures, which could escalate tensions further. In related news, I-24 News confirms the identities of those killed in the recent combat in southern Lebanon. The loss of LTC Dor Gedalia Ben Simhon and others marks a significant moment in this ongoing conflict. It highlights the human cost of the confrontation, with profound implications for military morale and public opinion. Finally, Al Arabiya reports significant casualties and destruction in southern Lebanon. The report comes as Israel's military actions intensify. With both sides suffering losses, the potential for wider conflict remains a pressing concern for the region. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that Israeli businessman Haim Sakal faces debt proceedings. This comes just weeks after his bid for Zim, raising questions about his financial strategy. Separately, CTEC notes that Shin Bet has launched an innovation program. This initiative aims to recruit startups focusing on defense tech and dual-use technologies, enhancing Israel's security capabilities. And finally, Globes reveals that AI chip company Excite Labs is raising $300 million. Based in Kiryat Gat, the company is valued at $2.5 billion, marking significant growth in Israel's tech sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.